Tonight, a very special visit, of course. It's that time again. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving travel ace is somewhere. So for the last couple of days, I've taken the usual precautions of just hiding him on Instagram, because he usually posts all sorts of pictures of him in these suitably glamorous locations. Travel writer, this is his job. And so I have to not look at that, because I genuinely don't want to know. I haven't even seen, there's two clues to track him down. There's one before the headlines at 11. There'll be one just after. And about 11:15, we'll get the travel log as well. Good times in foreign climes, places to put on your to-visit list. But Andy Mossack is coming up tonight. I haven't even seen the clues yet myself. I'm proper looking forward to this Andy Mossack coming up. And he was on, this is twice. Two foreign trips this man has had in, just two trips, but he's got far-flung places, always. And I was just telling somebody about Andy, because this is his living, this is how he earns his living, travelling around the world and usually sampling luxury, but then he writes about it in the Telegraph newspaper and dozens of other publications. And when he's got no foreign trips on, he likes to go and do reviews of really posh restaurants. Do you ever get the feeling you asked for the wrong thing at careers day at school? Do you ever get that sense? But I was talking to somebody about Andy, and he was like, so where does he do it from? Is it like Spain? And it's like, well, no, it's all over the world. I remember he went on my favourite one, or it was just remarkable. You may remember this, where he was in the sea just off the coast of Antarctica, and he was sailing to Antarctica to do a column from there. And we had him on, and he was in the middle of the ocean, and we kept losing him because he was on 15-foot waves. And we could hear him crystal clear when he was on the top of the wave. When he was at the bottom, we lost him. But it was amazing. In technology, marvellous. But he's out and about again. So the big question is, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Couple of clues, one now and one after the headlines. I haven't seen this before. Clue number one. This desert kingdom has adopted the oryx as its national animal. The country also has a remarkable area of natural beauty known as the Inland Sea. One of the few places in the world where the sea laps desert sand dunes. Extraordinary. Desert Kingdom has adopted the oryx as its national animal. It has the Inland Sea, where the sea laps the desert sand dunes. Well, I think we know the general area. General area. This might be ringing bells for you. If it is, can you help me out? I'm a bit stuck. 81333RUSS. If you think you know where he is, I'd love to hear from you. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. The Inland Sea and the Oryx is the national animal. 08000 321 333 on WhatsApp. Thank you for the help, by the way. Andy Mossack is on the way tonight. And we're having a look at, this first clue. Kathy and Ian at home in Ponte Carlo. Andy's in Oman. Cheers, Crunch. Oman. Okay. Colin in Swinton. I think Andy's in Namibia. Dean in Leeds is going for Qatar. Ooh, like a straight route. Neil in Skegby going for a straight plump for Qatar. Hi to Kathy going for Qatar. Also Vicky going for Qatar. Now, I'm sure he was there pretty recently. So it's time for the second clue. Second and final. Now, if this makes you plump for your choice, please let me know. Or it might give you second thoughts, right? So our travel reporter is on the way. Now, this country, clue number two, this country had the eyes of the world on it late last year. This nation gained independence from Britain in 71, and the discovery of oil turned it into one of the world's wealthiest countries. Eyes of the world late last year. Independence in 1971. Discovery of oil turned it into one of the world's wealthiest countries. Mike in Alliston. He's Andy in Jordan. 08000 321 333. Where you can find us on the WhatsApp, but starting with Russ. 81333. Again, starting with Russ. Eyes of the World, Independence. Do you know there's several good options there? Several! If you'd like to step in with a firm answer, I'd love it if you could plump. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Man himself in about, I'd say 6 minutes. Hi to John in Aiken, going for Qatar. Chris in Alliston, going for Qatar. Interesting choices. Norma, is it Kazakhstan? Plenty of different and interesting answers. Without further ado, though, grab that passport. Let's go running. Please, set me on holiday. Lots and lots of places to put on the to-visit list when you hold your passport in the air. Couple of clues. Thank you very much for all of the help we received tonight. Without further ado, let me say good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy, evening all. I can tell you there's not a wisp of snow anywhere here.
Not you do surprise me. I am going to go, Andy, I am going to go with the sheer weight of opinion on this. Have you gone back to Qatar?
I have, sir. I have, yes. And you might think, why did I do that?
Exactly. Yeah. A bit careless. Did you leave something behind in a hotel room, perhaps? What was it?
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Because the eyes of the world, as I said, were on Qatar last year in November. And I reckon they pulled off a fantastic World Cup. I mean, it was brilliant, wasn't it? I mean, it was, as far as tourism is concerned, though, the real work begins now, after the tournament, when the country needs to establish itself as a viable tourist destination. And I remember meeting the minister and saying, he said to me exactly that in London. He said, oh, no, you know, we've really got to pull the stops out now. And so, yeah, the World Cup gave us a stage, but we've really got to prove to people that we can offer them tourism.
Hang on a second. You went, what, did you have a sit-down chat with the Qatari holiday minister?
Yeah, there was a travel show every year, the World Travel Market. And, I was there and we sat down and had a little chinwag. It's a trade travel show.
All right. Got to be in the club, do we, Andy, to be able to get into that one?
You've got to have a bit of FaceTime with everybody. Absolutely, yeah. And it was, he said, well, you've got to come back then and let's prove to you and show you what we've got to offer. So, yeah, back I came.
So what have they shown you then? What have they been – so let's say you saw the pictures of Qatar from the World Cup coverage and you saw all of this. You may have had friends who went out there and they've come back talking about it, this, that, the other. What have you got to do, Andy? Where have you got to go? What have you got to do?
Well, I mean, there is quite a lot to do. And it was very funny, actually, because this week, you know, the first – when I got here – I was looking at the Corniche. I was looking from the hotel room onto the Corniche, which is the promenade. It's like the seaside promenade here. And there was men fishing on the Corniche, which they have done for years. And I thought to myself, here we go. After all the hullabaloo, life is got back to normal again. You know, it's like after the Lord Mayor show, you know, just people getting about their everyday doing some fishing. So anyway, what have I been doing? Well, Qatar is a very small country, you know. It's a peninsula sort of surrounded by the Arabian Sea on three sides. So there's sea everywhere. But small doesn't mean there's traffic jams and congestion at all. There's lots of wide open spaces and parks and deserts. It's just a lot of fun to get out of the city. So the first thing you have to do is take a desert safari.
Standard.
Absolute must do. Okay. Yeah. About an hour outside Doha, you climb into a 4x4 and they take you doom bashing, you know, driving up and down on these huge giant sand dunes, which is great fun. So you've got to do that. You hurtle up and down a steep sand dune, and then great fun. You stop off, do some sand surfing, maybe ride a camel. Yeah, they do camel riding out there too. And, you know, these animals, they're beautiful animals, very graceful.
Oh, well, they are. If you've been up. I will tell you, I have been on top of a camel in my life, and I was on top of a camel at the Aswan Dam in Egypt, is where I got on the for the first time.
Getting up's a bit funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I will admit though, I made the foolish mistake of wearing shorts while riding a camel, and let me just tell you, camel fur is not entirely comfortable. It was. If you imagine one of those sort of really big old heavy doormats your nana used to have, it feels like you sit in astride that, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose you had a bit of friction there. It's probably
a bit. Good Lord. Both sides.
Oh, yeah. But they're graceful. Once they're up, they're beautiful animals. I think it's lovely. Anyway, and then you've got to finish at sunset by the famous inland sea. So that's really something. So you, 1 minute, you're sort of driving up this dune, and as you reach the pinnacle of it, suddenly you see this glistening, vast blue sea, literally lapping almost at your toes. You know, it's quite remarkable. And they park the Jeep, and you get out and you just walk in the water and watch the sunset. Magical. Very lovely. So, that's the to-do thing, yeah. Oh. The other way, if you go the opposite way, there's another desert, but it's not sand. It's made out of it's mountainous and rocky, and it's called Zekrit. And this one is great because it's got these limestone rock formations that have just been wind-carved. I mean, the wind has just naturally carved into these beautiful sculptures. So it's a remarkable place. So you've got these giant pillars and circles and arches, all just made by the wind. And it's so remote, it looks like a Star Wars movie location.
You know? Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. What I mean. Tatooine, that's what it looks like.
Well, if you say so. Yeah, Tatooine. But yeah, really remarkable. And there's this famous artist called Richard Serra. He's built an installation here in the desert, and it's called East West and West East. Four enormous steel pillars stand 1 kilometer apart, and if you're into modern art, it's obviously something
that's
you
on
have
a pretty
to
big
watch.
It's a pretty big scale, isn't it? That
huge, yeah. They're massive, and it's, you know, if it's your kind of thing. The guide sort of said to me, you know, well, Richard Serra, you know, he's world famous. And I said, okay, right. Well, if you're into that kind of thing, you've got to do it.
If you say so, son. If you say so, mate.
Four pillars standing in the middle of a desert, you know. Well, you know, okay.
Very good.
Dhow boat, you know, the traditional boats.
Yes, they have, yeah. Beautiful.
These lovely dhow boats. They're sort of back from the pearl diving days. And you take a cruise around the bay. Very, very nice to do. So, yeah, that's another lovely little pastime for a few hours. Now, I did something also very hippy-dippy.
Okay.
It's called the Hinat Selma Farm, and it's one of these – it's completely self-sustainable organic desert glamping. they've got these tents that are, you know, just beautifully done out inside, but it is a serious thing. It's quite bohemian. Mm-hmm. They
is it hipsters, Andy? Is it
no? It's not hipsters. No, far from it.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
No. It's yoga. It's mindfulness. It's palm weaving, which I actually made a mat from, which was quite interesting.
Lovely.
But they grow dates, date palms. They have horses there, sheep, chickens, grow fresh vegetables. And it's a serious project, actually, because it's the volunteers work It's a working holiday, and they're out there cultivating. It's really nice, actually. It's lovely.
Well, I hope you didn't work too hard, Andy. You know.
I sort of said, "Well, this is not for me." where's the kitchen? We'll have lunch instead.
Well, that sounds interesting. Oh well, okay. Now you've brought this up, as always, Andy. We always like to talk about the food on offer. Yeah. And I'm sure you mentioned this last time, but you were talking about it. I think we touched on it in terms of catering for international fans, which was, I think, the angle that we went to this time. Have you had some traditional Qatari fare this time?
Oh yeah. They've got in fact, they do a 5-star one. Some of the restaurants here are quite fancy, and they do their versions of traditional food. But it's called mashboos, which is it's a national dish. Yeah, it's rice, meat, and vegetables. It's a bit like a biryani, really. Mm-hmm. And they put lamb and chicken in it and slow cook it for a long time. That's quite nice. Lots of seafood here. Lots of dates, and umali is something on right up your street, Russ. I think bread and rice pudding.
Oh man, you had me you had me rice pudding. You really did. I wasn't in a massive hurry to, but now I'm going to change some plans. A big old posh rice, but hot, served hot or cold?
Hot. Oh yeah. Hot.
Okay. Nice.
I guess you can have it both if you wanted it, but
straight out the tin, usually, Andy. You know me.
Straight out the tin. Very nice. But there's an international food festival here tomorrow night, which I'm actually going to be attending.
Right. So, how many fantastic chefs are coming to this one, Andy? You just so happen to be there for.
There is, as you can imagine, there's some deep pockets here. So, there's going to be quite a number of Michelin level chefs, and I believe some other less Michelin level chefs. But it's a lots of tasting to be done, and I should be accompanied by people from the tourist board and going there. So that, I'm looking forward to
that. There you go.
That's
gonna
be
sounds
fun.
Fantastic.
But in the morning tomorrow, I'm doing some kayaking, which is also quite nice. So I'll be doing that in the mangroves. Lots of things to do, eh? What do you think?
You're going kayaking in the mangroves, and then to a food festival in the evening. What an amazing day, Andy! What an amazing day!
Well, someone's got to do it, Russ, Someone's got to be out there reporting back.
They certainly do, don't you? Day you walk up to the first table, first big chef that you see there, walk up to him and just go, tell you what, egg and chips twice, please, and just see what they do. See if they can. See if you can get like a Michelin-starred egg and chips. I bet you can.
Do you know something? I'll do that. Just so I can report back for you.
Do it. Yeah. Take a photo.
Why not?
Pictures or it didn't happen. I look forward to hearing about it. Well, you have a wonderful time then, kayaking in the mangroves and everything, Andy. As always, ace to talk to you, my friend.
All right. And me, I love it. Love it. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you too.
Brilliant.
And I hear
stuff.
You were under duvets last night. So
I was.
That must have been a sight to behold.
It really was. I was penned in my own little fort, Andy. That's what I was doing. It was very good. You have a wonderful time and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, mate. See ya.
There he goes, Mr. Andy Mossack, off to a Michelin food festival by the sounds of it tomorrow evening. #likeyoudo. More Where in the World, a couple of weeks' time.